The following is a public service announcement brought to you by WCOM. If you're looking for something to do, to party with a purpose, you can attend the Throwback to the 60s fundraiser for CARE, Inc. The event will be held on Friday, November 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. The location is 214 Broadway Street in Durham. For more information, you can call 919-935-8069. This is another message brought to you from WCOM, your community radio station who cares about the community. You are listening to the Boomer Beat here on WCOM with your host, Beverly Mahone, and my very special guests today, Diana Needham of Needham Business Consulting and Grace Thompson of Lindor Consulting, two women who are on the move and making a difference at midlife and beyond. And we've been talking about the transition from corporate America to doing your own thing. And Diana, you said earlier that, you got to really have all your ducks in a row because it's really not an easy process. So because you've had, I'm assuming you've had some skills in making this sort of transition, or is that not right? Okay, so you had some skills in doing this. It might have been a little easier for you. So take us down your journey as to how you decided what specifically it was you were going to do and what things you needed to do early on in order to make it happen.
Well, my particular journey is probably similar to what a lot of folks have in that you decide you want to do something different, but you don't consciously think about the fact that you need a roadmap. You need to find someone that's been down this path before. Otherwise, you stumble along and you make a lot of mistakes and you lose a lot of time. And for a lot of folks, they get discouraged and they just quit. Now, fortunately for me, I mean, I had some cushion, so there was some ability for me to experiment. But what I wish I had known is that there is a blueprint that you can follow, because what we tend to think, and this was me, what I tended to think is I'm smart. I've done a lot of things. I have a lot of accomplishments. I have a lot of awards. I worked my way up. I had a six-figure income. Starting a business, whoop, should be no big deal. But it is, because you first have to figure out who am I called to serve? Who is my market? What is their pain? What's the solution that I provide? How do I find them, right? I mean, you have to really, and sometimes that means you got to dig pretty deep. So one of my mentors says, make your mess your message. So when you sit and you think about that, my mess was leaving large corporate without really a plan for how to launch a business. So what I've learned by trial and error is there's a quicker path to do this. And you really need to find a mentor, somebody that plug yourself into business organizations, find a mentor, find somebody to help you get your legs underneath you, because you don't have, I didn't have the skills when I left large corporate to make this happen.
Grace, was this basically the same thing for you, or was yours a little different?
No, mine was very, very similar. And one of the things that I did not think about is the support system that you have when you're in corporate that you don't have when you're an entrepreneur. So you, when it comes to invoicing clients, you don't do that in corporate. You know, accounts payable and accounts payable does the invoices. Accounts receivable gets the payments and makes the deposits and, you know, follows up on any clients that have outstanding bills or issues. The mailroom, you put something in the outgoing mailbox and somebody comes by and picks it up, takes it to the mailroom, takes it to the post office. you don't do any of that. You just focus on the skills that you use to do your job. When you're an entrepreneur, you are definitely the mailroom person, accounts receivable, marketing, accounts payable, follow-up. You're the janitor. You're everybody. And all of that takes time, and you don't realize how much time it takes. So it was very interesting.
And do you think that when you really started honing in on this is what I want to do as far as your entrepreneurial spirit goes, did you reach out to get a support base, or did you already have a support base there and you just kind of let them know that this is what you're going to do and hopefully they're going to rally around you?
I did not have a support base. It took time to figure out that I needed a support base. So a lot of trial and error. And what was nice, though, is that I had individuals who had gone down this path. And one person sat me down really early and she said, okay, here are the things that you need to think about. Here are some mistakes that I made along the way that you don't have to make. But if you put these things in place, you'll make sure that you don't make those mistakes. And then some of the things that she turned me on to were certain workshops that would help me to think more like an entrepreneur versus a corporate person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, okay, now I have to do some of these things. What are my resources? What resources do I need? What can I put in place? What do you pay for these resources? And I had not thought about things like that. So it was very, very helpful.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your individual businesses before we go on with the whole process of starting a business. Your business is Lindor Business Consulting, Grace Thompson. What is it? What do you do?
I help corporate professionals to get promoted to the next level. So whether they want to be a senior manager, a director, or vice president of the organization that they're in. Sometimes that means that they can move within the organization that they're currently employed with simply by identifying who are the people that they need to establish relationships with that are good, and how do they navigate the corporate politics of their organization.
How did you come up with that? How did you know that was your calling?
Because that's what I've always done, and I've been very, very good at it. When I was in corporate, I worked in human resources doing employee relations and coaching the leadership. And when I left corporate, and you know, as Diana said, you have to think about, well, what do I want to do with myself? What do I enjoy doing? What am I passionate about? And what do I have the skills to do? How long will it take to make that transition? And for me, it was very clear that coaching people was the way for me to go, because that's what I enjoyed doing.
And Diana, what about you? You said you knew that you liked working with people and mm-hmm. you liked helping people. So then how did you go about creating your Needham Business Consulting?
It's been quite a journey. As I mentioned, the clients that showed up really are primarily small business owners, and how my background in corporate fits into that is I have always been a process kind of gal. When I was at Chase, I was the head of the program office. And for those in the corporate space, that means managing large strategic initiatives. That's all project management. It's all mapping out, how do I get from here over here step by step, and what are the key milestones and, you know, places along the way to do checkpoints and all of that stuff. So when I work with small business owners, really, I am all about marketing strategy. Where is it you want to be? And if we're starting early in the year, where is it you want to be by December 31st? Who are you called to serve? Where do we go? I mean, mapping out that whole marketing strategy. For some folks, they are comfortable that now that they have the map, they can go implement. For a lot of folks, they don't know how to implement. What they know is their skill, their talent. But a lot of folks say to me, marketing's just not my thing. Well, it probably is. It's just you've told yourself so long that it's not your thing that you're blocking some of the ideas. So I not only map out the strategies, and they're really simple. I don't do anything complicated that's going to cause someone to pull their hair out. It's very simple marketing strategy, step by step, for them to establish and to grow their business. And if they need help with implementation, I do all sorts of things to help them with that too.
Let's talk a little bit about the marketing piece of your business. Because as you know, social media is now like all the rave, and you know, everyone says that you need to have social media as a piece of your overall strategy in order to be successful, whatever your successful means in your eyes. How easy was it for you, Grace, to grab onto social media? Or do you even use it at all as a tool for your business?
I do use it as a tool for my business. And for me, the transition was an easy one. I have always been on LinkedIn because I've used that to grow my professional network. And from a Facebook perspective, I've always used Facebook as a way to keep in touch with friends and family. My Facebook business page is something that I use to get my message out from a blogging perspective. And that's how I reach the corporate professionals who want to get promoted. From a LinkedIn perspective, that's how I reach all of the folks that are currently working in corporate who may or may not be on Facebook. So I use social media as a way of getting my message out, getting tidbits out to individuals to say, you know, here's a situation and here's how you can handle it.
Could your business be as successful without social media?
That's a good question.
Because 20 years ago, we didn't have social media. We were doing this face to face.
Absolutely. I think social media gives us a larger reach. That's what I think, because I have clients that are in New York, in New Jersey, that I'm not face to face with. So using social media and using technology allows me to reach them. So, and from a technology perspective, we can now Skype. So I can do a coaching session by Skype.
Something we couldn't do before.
Exactly, which is face to face. Or I can do Google Chat, which again is using video. So yes, technology and social media gives me a bigger reach.
How about you, Diana? Yeah. How much do you use social media for your business?
I'm with Grace. I mean, it is very important as a platform to expand your reach. But the other side that we need to understand is it really is all about building relationships. It's not enough to put up a LinkedIn page and abandon it or put up a Facebook fan page. And you have to be giving high quality content so that you attract the ideal clients and customers for you.
How easy was it for you to navigate social media in the beginning? Did you embrace it with open arms?
It's a learning process. It's a learning process. And I'll admit, I'm still not attached to the Twitter thing. I just can't get my mind wrapped around exactly what the return is for the time expended there. So that's probably something I need to take a look at. But I do extensively use LinkedIn. And that's one of the things that I teach. Actually, I just finished a 3-week LinkedIn Quick Start program that was all focused on how to use LinkedIn to grow your business. Because for a lot of folks, we think about LinkedIn as the place for job seekers. When you put yourself in the role of the business owner, you are the talent. You are the talent. And so once you figure out if your ideal customers are professionals or your best referral partners are professionals, you need to have a robust presence on LinkedIn to attract those people. The average income of the person on LinkedIn is $109,000. So when I hear clients say, I can't find anyone that can afford my services, I say, what are you doing on LinkedIn? That's where they are. It's a very different audience than the folks on Facebook.
Agreed.
My opinion.
Can you do too much social media and lose your well, I don't know if you lose your identity is the right question, but can you just overdo it when it comes to social media in promoting your business?
I think you can, because when you overpromote, then it starts to look more like spam, especially if you're not giving quality content. And the thing with social media is you always want to give something of value and not ask for anything back, but you give something of value. So when I blog, I always blog about a particular situation. So one of the things that I've actually blogged about is how can Facebook hurt your job search? And I've gotten quite a few comments on that. You know, and it, people don't think about it, but organizations, there are recruiters and organizations who will actually plug your name in and see what you've been posting on Facebook. And if it's been negative or very, very risque, they think twice about, well, do I want to A, have this person come in for an interview, or B, extend an offer to this candidate? So it can hurt.
And that is very interesting, because my daughter, who is finishing up her last year in college, just deactivated her Facebook page because her friends were going on and her page and saying all kinds of things. And I happened to go to her page one day and I thought, oh my God, what? Who is this? And I asked her, who is this? Why are you allowing these people to come on and say these things? Even though she wasn't, you know, saying them, or at least I didn't see it on her page, you know, someone going to that page would then say, oh, gee, these are the kinds of friends she hangs around. You know, you are based on who you associate with.
So absolutely.
You keep that in mind as well. So let me ask you ladies this. Looking back to where you began to where you are now, did you think that, yes, this is kind of like where I thought I'd be? Or no, I didn't have a clue, and now all of a sudden I'm doing something that is just so totally new. I've just totally reinvented myself, and I'm loving it. Diana, you want to go first?
You know, I'm doing something totally different, because when I started this journey, I mean, it was really all about coaching. And it was around more helping people in their career, because that was my background at Chase. I did a lot of hiring, went through a lot of downsizing, and HR is one of the things that I'm very passionate about. And so who showed up was small business owners. So, you know, I had to better understand what it is they need and immerse myself in the whole, you know, in the whole marketing piece to help them, as well as to help me advance my own business. So it's not where I thought it was going to be. I'm not sure I knew where I was. It's a journey, right? And you just enjoy each day as it comes. I enjoy every client. I think when my clients cross they accomplish something that they set out to do, even if they think it's small, I am the cheerleader. I am the one that says, okay, no, stop right there, because we're going to celebrate that before we move on to the next thing, because I don't think we do that often enough.
How about you, Grace?
I am not where I thought I would be. I thought that I would be retiring from corporate. So I did not think at any point during my corporate career that I would leave corporate and start my own business. I just thought I would just continue to climb the corporate ladder and just work with corporate professionals, but within an organization. And it's kind of taken a sidetrack, because now I have my own company and I still get to work with corporate professionals. But now I get to work with corporate professionals from many organizations instead of just one. So this is not where I thought I would be at all.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I always thought that I would do something that had a media background to it. I always knew that. Even as a child, I knew that I wanted to do something in media, you know, to tell the stories of others. But did I think that I would actually step out and be doing my own thing and trying to help others learn more and navigate their way through media? I'm not sure, but I always knew that I would, you know, do something media related. So ladies, what do you do to de-stress? Now, Diana, I know that you like music, and do you play the piano?
No.
Okay, you do not play the piano. Okay, but you're...
But I love piano music.
You're a lover of music. Okay. So what do you do to de-stress?
I tell you, although some folks would argue with this fact, I am in essence an introvert. And so what that means is I could be out and about with people and be the most vivacious person you've ever seen. But when I step inside my door, I want peace and quiet, because that is what fuels me for the next round. And so I love great piano music. I love going to the symphony. I have quite a collection of just relaxation music.
And what about you, Grace?
Also an introvert, so I definitely identify with Diana. The way that I get my energy refilled is from exercise. So I like to get up early in the morning, especially in the spring, summer, and early fall, 5:30, 6 o'clock, and go for a 6-mile walk by myself. It allows me to think. It sets me up for the rest of the day. Plus, I'm getting the exercise, which is wonderful.
And I know you are to the healthy kick as well.
Yeah, I love yoga and Pilates, and you know, being healthy is very important too. I mean, you have to have a balance, and sometimes that's a struggle, right? Balancing client commitments, the marketing efforts, keeping your business going, managing the support team that you have around you, and making time for you. I think that's a challenge, but it really is all about keeping it in some kind of harmony. Maybe not balance, because when we think about balance, we think about equal proportions. When I think about harmony, it's how does it all flow together so that I'm still a whole person when I lie down in bed at night.
And on that note, time is running out here, and we could probably go another hour just talking because I'm enjoying this conversation so much. But one final question for both of you ladies. What advice do you give to a woman who, you know, she's at a crossroads, and she's trying to figure it all out. She wants to step out there and be an entrepreneur, but, you know, she's not real sure. What do you say to her, Grace?
What I say to her is really look at what your passion is, and it's okay to put yourself first, because we get to a point in life where the children are grown and they are out of the house. And so now we can start to think about ourselves and what do we want to do? What makes us happy? And it's okay to be selfish. It really is.
Diana?
Interesting. I would say the same thing. I think it, for me, you know, raising children, being a single mom, getting them through college, you know, they get married and all these things happen. You tend to not really think about what do I want? What makes me happy? You know, what's my calling? You know, where do I get the most joy out of my life? So I would say the same thing. Just sit still. And for some folks, they really have to get introspective and figure out what does make me happy. I haven't thought about that for so long. I don't even remember what it is. Right. But once they figure out what they're really passionate about, then you've got something you can latch onto and grow, figure out where to go from there. It's one step at a time.
Well, ladies, on that note, the clock on the wall says that it is time for us to get out of here. But I want to thank both of you. And just to let everyone know that these two ladies will be among a number of panelists who will be a part of the Women's Reinvention Summit, which is coming up on Saturday, November 3rd in Durham, North Carolina. And they'll be talking about some of these things, but a little more about in detail about, you know, their journeys and what you can do more specifically. And you can ask questions if you want to of them. And certainly there will be a lot of questions that will already be asked from people who are bringing those questions to me from online. Ladies, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. It's been a pleasure. You want to leave us with one final thought, Grace?
Have fun every day, because every day is a gift. Be grateful for it.
Diana?
I would say enjoy the journey. It's a beautiful day. Get outside this afternoon and be grateful for all the many blessings that you have.
And I'm going to say this. You have gifts to give to the world, so find your voice and prosper. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.